Is this a media moment that is reminiscent to you of any other analogous?
It's not even reminiscent of the first Trump term.
This right. is totally different.
Immensely, in a weird way, more competent. I know that sounds very strange, but they seem to have come to the game very determined to do a ton of things fast and overwhelm you and overwhelm me and everybody here. And to
it's
some
as though they
measure,
had a project
succeeding.
In mind that they were yeah. going to. I don't know what year it was
be?
Named for, but yeah. damn it.
But there's a shrewdness to it. And part of the shrewdness is contingent on the weakness of the Democrats and the confusion of the Democrats at the moment. Mm-hmm. And the sport of the election, quite frankly, there are a lot of people behind them. And our job is to get it right and to get it fair and to get it factual and to not just be yelling and screaming and wagging our fingers
right.
in, with polemics, but to really describe these things with some sense of seriousness. And I think people want that. Mm-hmm. Somebody will say to me, you know what? I've signed off on the news. I'm not watching it. I can't take it. I have to, you know, protect myself. It's
right.
too much.
I understand that instinct.
I understand it, but while you're doing that, mm-hmm. Trump keeps going. Politics keeps going. The world keeps happening. Mm-hmm. And you may choose to protect yourself,
yeah.
but then you're part of the problem, I'm afraid.
Yeah. No, we
and
were talking again.
Too much.
Action is the antidote yeah. for that anxiety.